let me just get this right. You waited until the moment that your headliner was announced in the ring to tell fans that she wasn't going to fight because she had an eye injury. You waited until the announcement. Now, whilst I understand that an eye injury, and Amanda Serrano, we're talking about against Minka, had an eye injury, and Jake Paul said her cornea was exposed, and we can't mess around with that. Absolutely right. Let's understand that, and let's agree on that. And although he said to her opponent, you'll get 100% of your purse, and you will get another chance, another crack at Amanda Serrano. And he also said to fans who are coming to see their home country hero that you will get full refunds. That's all laudatory and should be lauded. But he also said, we knew about this injury 36 hours ago. And we've been working on it ever since. Let's just dial that back a bit. 36 hours ago. So a day and a half. They knew about it a day and a half before the announcement. Do you not think that perhaps maybe 8 hours before the fight? Maybe at the top of the card? They might have said, I'm afraid she won't be able to fight. Now, I understand that if you announce it before people get in, people might not turn up because they are coming to see Amanda Serrano. She is at the top of the bill here. And Jake Paul was the co-main event, I suppose, or just below that. And there is a consideration, I suppose, and it must be something that's considered. I mean, considering that Jake Paul is a great big star, isn't he? Were there concerns that people wouldn't turn up? Were there concerns that people wouldn't be there for that fight? I don't know. But to announce it as she gets in the ring and is about to be announced by the announcer, to say then, I mean, she told us, but to say then, that's not good. No wonder there were boos. No wonder people felt unfulfilled. No wonder people went home angry. Any kind of situation like this is going to make people feel angry and unfulfilled and disappointed. But it's how you manage that. And this is boxing. Well, the business of boxing coming up against the boxing of boxing. Because the boxing of boxing is people need to look after their health. Boxers need to look after their health. And things happen in training. And things happen when you're getting ready for fights. You could pull your back getting onto the table. You could. You could slip walking into the parking lot. You could. You could turn and bash into somebody and open a cut. You could. I mean, this obviously has long-term... It may well, not obviously, but may have long-term issues for Serrano's career. If the cornea has been damaged. But it can happen at any time, and people understand that. That is the boxing of boxing. But the business of boxing is how you tell people. And the business of boxing is when you do that. And the business of boxing is how you do that. And here, the business of boxing butted up completely against the boxing of boxing and didn't make the boxing of boxing look particularly good. It also didn't make the business of boxing look particularly good. And I just did a podcast that said that Jake Paul did well in his fight, and that's more like it because he fought a boxer. And then I have to do this. Well, I don't have to, but I feel I should. Because that it's just... And I have been to plays where the understudy goes on. And it is announced in that way. So So I guess I'm disappointed, but yeah, I'll see that person. And I went to see them because they were a star in the play, and now they're not in the play, and I suppose I'll be okay about that. So yes, I know it's happened that way. But that's at the start of the play. That's not just before he's about to come on. You know, we have 10 minutes of the play while they set it up. Then he makes his big entrance in the first, or she makes her big entrance in the first scene. And someone comes on and says, sorry, they're not going to be here today. Thought I'd mention it just before they get on stage. That doesn't happen. And sometimes you get told before you're supposed to go to the play, and then you can make your decision, can't you? So laudatory that people are going to get their money back. Laudatory that the opponent gets 100% of her purse. Quite right too. But to announce it just before she is being announced. I don't think I've ever seen that before. And I hope I don't see it again. Ta-ta.